Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack go.
I'd be lying if I didn't say the line, smack the pack.
Go Pack go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. We're recapping the Lions game. What a train wreck. What went wrong from the get-go? How do the Packers correct things going forward? Is it a big cause for concern? Will we answer fan questions and more? Giving away a Jordan Love jersey. Let's get into the episode. We have a great show. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichsted. I'm your host, and Packers fans, we want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. I want to remind everybody that we are giving away a Jordan Love jersey. So in order to win, you just have to take this podcast, text it to a friend, take a screenshot of that text, and send it to us in a DM to qualify. So we're doing that contest. We have an absolute amazing show for you today because we're recapping the Packers' 34-20 loss to the Detroit Lions on Thursday Night Football. Whoa. KJ, my co-host, is here. How you feeling? What's your reaction?
Packers fans, we're 2-2. We're 500, and that was a butt kicking. I look at Coach LaFleur because this team was in the hole right from the start. They were unprepared. I know we asked Packers fans how prepared they thought the Packers were. General consensus is that they were not prepared. And, man, it's just a theme you see. Whenever Coach LaFleur goes up against a decent coach, he gets taken to the cleaners. Whenever the Packers go up against a team with, like, a tough rah-rah type coach, whether it's the Giants, the Jets, the San Francisco 49ers, or whoever, they get destroyed, man. And it's such a reflection of the head coach. Matt LaFleur's complete, like, just, he's not inspiring. He's just not an inspiring guy. I've said it. He's a glorified coordinator. I really like what he's doing with Jordan Love. But it is so painfully obvious that he's, like, not the leader of a football team. And that's really where it starts, man. And unfortunately, the head coach trickles into all these other areas. So it's like there's all sorts of micro problems that I'm sure we'll get into some. But if we want to talk about the main elephant in the room, it's that, one, LaFleur is a mediocre head coach. And two, like, his lack of toughness is reflected on the entire Packers roster. That's what frustrates me most. Alex, thank you for having me. It's going to be a great show, Packers fans. Make sure to enter in that Jordan Love jersey contest. Send Ike Packers a DM on Twitter before it's too late. Winner's going to be announced in next week's show. But yeah, this is going to be a juicy one. Let's dive in.
Cage, the way it started off, Lil Wayne running out of the tunnel, rapper, leading the Packers, hype, Christian Watson returning, Aaron Jones returning, and actually an interception from Rudy Ford on the opening drive on defense, in which then the Packers offense came out and proceeded to shit the bed. They were horrible. They scored a field goal there. And in previous games, Cage, remember the first game of the season when I think the Packers had some good field position off a turnover or something? The Packers converted 7 points, and that was the difference. It seemed like Jared Goff was angry because the Detroit Lions from that moment on punished the Packers in that first half. It was a beating. It was an absolute beatdown. Dan Campbell looks like he could beat down half the Packers roster. He's scarier than them all. And Detroit, I just got to say it, they're going to run the division with that toughness unless Green Bay wants to man up. Green Bay was sunned. They were sunned. I saw them run over the Packers on both sides on the line. It really was like an attitude aggression thing, Cage. I was shocked by the difference in the line play. Jordan Love felt like he had pressure in his face instantly. What did you think about the way the offense started?
Terrible, man. I mean, like, you take away your left tackle and your entire line is discombobulated. David Bakhtiari, if he was going to pull this, he should have just retired. It's like, dude, now you have, like, you know, it's just so interesting because if he wasn't getting paid like $20 plus million, the ethical thing to do would be to not leave your team out to dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was like a survival band in the woods or the desert or something, and you needed to do like the greater good for the team, like you wouldn't basically like give off a misleading signal that you're going to be ready to left tackle this year and are year one of this new quarterback, and then just completely go MIA. And like now he's on injured reserve after dicking us around for a few weeks. It's completely immature.
Doing nothing in training camp.
It's completely irresponsible. He's not doing anything in training camp. This guy makes more tweets than snaps he played. He's getting paid $50K a snap since his extension, Packers fans. $50K a snap. That's as much as a lot of people make in a year. And David Bakhtiari is getting that for a snap. And it's like, it's got to be over. It's got to be over. It's gotten to this point. And, man, David Bakhtiari has done this to himself. Like, bro, you've gone from being a fan favorite to basically making a lot of the fans upset. He's a huge reason our offensive line is as bad as it is, discombobulated as it is, which is a huge reason why the Packers have lost two games that they should have probably won. And, I mean, it really all stems back to the total responsibility of the head coach, man. It's David Bakhtiari because his problem. Jordan Love did everything he could, but he was getting rocked out there. I mean, like, yeah, man. It's just David Bakhtiari, the whole thing is, it's got to be over. It's got to be over at this point. There is no point in trying
to salvage this. There is no 2024 comeback. I don't want to hear about a comeback.
Yeah.
No more comebacks. I'll be surprised.
Your thoughts on David Bakhtiari? Did he play his last snap ever in a Packers uniform week one?
Absolutely. He hasn't been right since the injury in that week's, you know, that final game of the season or whatever, or that first playoff game. I can't remember. In practice leading up to the first playoff game, I believe, a few years ago. And the thing is, Cage, the organization just kind of lied to everybody. They just kind of lied to you Packers fans, lied to us. And we actually had one of our intel sources tell us that he had heard some rumors about how bad the knee was, actually. And I have to say, I believed him 70%, and now I believe him 99%, 100%. I think the knee is – I think it's done, Cage. And I think really going out there for a game is like kind of just – seeing if there's any chance, and I don't think there was. I think he, you know, toughed it out for one game, and then there was really no chance maybe even in that game. Because it also looked, when he was picking himself up that game and just, you know, on the field, he looks injured, right? Like, he just looks injured. And so, you know, maybe it's time for Bakhtiari to throw in the towel. You know,
we
chugged one for him. We chugged him for one, you know.
Yeah.
We chugged one for him. So we got a lot of appreciation for what he did. But at this point, it's just a distraction. It was kind of a momentum buzzkill before the game, man. Like, why is that news coming out before the game? That should have been taken care of, like, week one. Get that over. Well, cut that early, like, if you think he needs this
surgery. Really frustrating just, like, how – he basically stopped giving an F after he signed the extension. And I think that that's so frustrating for Packers fans because they were just put through all the Aaron Rodgers back and forthness. And that often came after he supposedly recommitted to the teams, right? Like, theoretically, you sign a big extension, you're supposed to be all in. Or at least that's what they tell you to say at the press conference. And, man, it's like the Packers, first off, need to figure out who's all in. Like, anybody who's not all in, including Dan Bakhtiari, like, they don't need to be coming in the building even. You know, like, get them out of here. Like, rolling with us.
Speaking of Matt LaFleur, go ahead.
But then number two, man, it's like, this is a reflection of Matt LaFleur. It's this whole mess, the lying to us. It's like, whose job is it to handle that the right way? It's literally Coach LaFleur's job. Like, we all know Mark Murphy might get loose lips once in a while, where he'll let something slip, whether it be about Aaron Rodgers or something, might be, you know, a soundbite. It makes up a piece of content. But the head coach, they've always been the ones dealing with the injuries. Like, Belichick would have just been like, yeah, his knee's messed up. We don't even know if he's ever going to play again. You know, like it just shoot us.
Exactly. Straight,
man. Like, if you're going to be, I mean, like,
LaFleur's got to kind of just, you know, get on your side rather than this, like, hope that's, like, not really going to come to fruition.
Well, so much of LaFleur's praise is that he's a nice guy, right? Like, oh, he's a good guy. He's, like, girls think he's really cute. He's, a nice guy. But you can't exactly be a nice guy and completely
Dan Campbell is a killer.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, nice guys don't do that. Like, well, you would have just shot a straight.
What I saw was Detroit just, you know, mowing us down. And that should not happen. Like, come on. Like, we have so much invested into the defense. I don't really care if the offense is, like, really struggling. The defense, Rasul Douglas was kind of slipping, came out clumsy. It's like, get your feet right. Like, warm up. Are you not running on the field and doing warm-ups? Like, these mistakes, Cage, that were made. And then, it just kind of blew way open. You could kind of see after in the first quarter that this was on the verge of being over. That game cannot repeat. But how do the Packers, I guess, they got to get Aaron Jones the ball. Let's just talk about this. Why are they bringing back Aaron Jones not to give him the ball?
Aaron Jones, Packers fans, got five carries. Matt LaFleur says, hey, we got to run him more. We got to use him more after the game. It's like, come on, man. You're going to say that after the stuff you just pulled? You know, A.J. Dillon couldn't get anything going last night again. It's appearing more and more like he is who we thought he was. At the same time, like, the running game needs to help take pressure off the passing game. The offensive line needs to help take pressure off for all
those things.
Detroit
ran all over Packers.
So it's like priority list for me is number one, Bakhtiari situation has got to be resolved. You know, whether it's 4-week IR or like rest of season IR, just stop. Like dicking around the fans, leading on the fans, whatever, you know, leading on the nation, because then that's how this stuff becomes a story and it becomes a bigger problem. Two, is Matt LaFleur's got to actually challenge his guys to respond to a tough team. I would use that exact motivation. It's like, hey, guys, we've actually had a few of these games and we've gotten smacked. And, like, we need to be doing the smacking, whether it's Devondre Campbell kind of backing him up, whether it's Rick Bisaccia taking the lead on that. Like, we cannot keep getting so out tough. We have a soft organization, whether it's the injuries, whether it's, like, getting demolished in games versus tough teams. And just overall adversity the Packers crumble under. Like, Jordan Love, it was so refreshing when he came back last week because he overcame that adversity. But
also,
once again, you see adversity, and it just doesn't – we don't handle it well.
Well, here's something as well, Packers fans. We play small. The Packers always have, like, two down linemen. When they have seven guys in the box, they've got like an entire line ready to run the ball, Detroit, and the Packers have two down linemen, six guys standing up. Tell me how that's going to go. And it's the same thing on offense. Yes, Jordan Love is incredible for his age. He's got, you know, a lot of composure. But let's not make this man a shotgun, throw the ball all offense through him. Let's run the ball. We just drafted two tight ends early in the draft. You know, the line was supposed to be the strength of this team. When you're passing the entire time, you see it. These guys are going backwards and, like, falling over. They need to go forward and get some running momentum in the run blocking going. Get tough. Get into the game. The old line could never really dial in. Aaron Jones never dialed in. The whole squad crumbled, Cage. New guys coming in and out. I'm not happy about this load management. It's either you're playing full or you're hitting the bench. It's like, this is man up. Like, what do you want? Six snaps? You want six snaps? You know, like,
you know, I got something to say too for all the Packers fans who are out there and even football fans saying, oh, well, if you're injured, then you shouldn't play. It's like, do you know how many times myself and other millions of people have played through injuries? And, like, obviously, if your ACL is torn, you can't be playing, right? But we're talking about the injuries that, like, maybe Christian Watson has or Aaron Jones has. Well, you're sore, right? Like, your foot hurts. Your ankle's a little tweaked. Like, play. You know, like, I'd rather have my stars out there than some mediocre backup who's not going to do you know what. Like, I'd rather have a banged-up Quay Walker out there than any other backup. You know, we need our talent on the field. These guys have gotten so baby. The perception has gotten so soft. Like, it's football. Just get on the field. Unless you are having a severe injury, which you should not be playing, like, you can go when you're 80%. And oftentimes that 80% from a Quay Walker, Jai Alexander, is going to be the difference in the game. It's better than a 0% from that.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man. Like, the Packers are shooting themselves in the foot as an organization. If I were Goot, I would be so frustrated because you've assembled this squad. You've navigated the Aaron Rodgers transition somehow. Think about it. Like, you pulled that off.
I was thinking about that today, too, right?
And you've got a loaded team. You finally give them weapons on offense. You got a good line. You get weapons on defense. You know, you show up the special teams. And your biggest things of adversity are your head coach is a complete weakling. Therefore, the team gets injured way too much. Therefore, we get, you know, beat down in these games where it's like actually a street fight. And man, I mean, like, this load management BS. It's like, those are like, all three of those things are out of Goot's control. I would be so
straight up
frustrated if I was him. Matt LaFleur's got to go, man. I mean, like,
well, Cage, let me just say this.
It is early, but it's not looking good.
One Packers fan, and I don't remember this, who said it, but I will say I saw it, said the only difference between what Jordan Love and Patrick Mahomes is Andy Reid. And that was a hot take, and I encourage all Packers fans to come at us with those hot takes, because that made me think. I was like, well, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. And I really think, Cage, as well, you know, Jordan Love and the culture, it's maybe a cultural thing. It's week four, man, and we're looking like we have glass out there, Packers fans. Our defense is getting carved up. That it was kind of garbage points, Cage. I kind of felt like it was in a way, but, you know, kind of like a game that was blown open. You made a little push, but then it never really goes anywhere. And Quay Walker, he's tough. 19 tackles, that's balling. Romeo Dubs, 9 catches, 95 yards. He's tough. A.J. Dillon, just not tough enough. Just not tough enough. Got to move on, I believe. And then what it comes back to is really the culture, because I don't think it's Joe Barry. I think maybe these guys should be the coordinators, and they should bring in a head coach to just be in the middle. What do you think about that, Cage? Because it looked like the Lions have taken a step.
Lions have taken a step. It's difficult because that is a great idea in a vacuum, but it would never work in real life just because of how, like, the power structure works.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be possible for Matt LaFleur to remain on staff and be a coordinator. You know what I'm saying? Even though it looks like he is a coordinator, it looks very obvious to me he's not a head coach. It looks very obvious to me he's not a great leader. I mean, you know, he can compliment some guys, right? Like, oh, you did a really good game today. But we're talking about the leader of a 53-man football roster of dogs and or should be dogs, you know, and like killers and guys who are actually out there to be the hitters, not the hitties, and play tough and stuff like that. And man, it's just these years go by, and how much of 12 was masking that for LaFleur. You know, LaFleur, I love giving the man credit for really development. You know, it's kind of what he's proven to be okay at, but his in-game coaching has never been exceptional. I know a lot of Packers fans that might get upset on Twitter and write us into some angry takes. They might say, you don't fire a coach who went 13-3, 13-3. And it's like, you're just looking at the win totals, right? I mean, those seasons are in the past. Theoretically, they don't. Maybe they matter, maybe they don't. But there's so much more that goes into winning a game than just Matt LaFleur. It could be 12 that game. You know, it could be back-to-back MVP seasons by 12. Because like anytime the going got tough, LaFleur was not the answer. And so that means maybe the answer was 12, maybe it wasn't. But right now, man, I mean, like, I don't know how the Packers are going to really take a next step until, one, you get some consistency and maybe you get a better head coach. Like, I think LaFleur is if I have a hypothesis, he's going to kind of stick with Jordan Love until Love becomes an established starter. So like where the Packers can frankly fire LaFleur one day and then be like, okay, we're not worried about Jordan Love regressing, right? Because he's already arrived. Because I'm not saying LaFleur is going to be gone this year. I'm not saying that. But I am saying it's becoming pretty obvious that he's not going to take you to the promised land.
Well, yeah, it's like Jordan Love should be the guy, in my opinion, Packers fans, who we're watching grow through, you know, some mistakes. And we are seeing some of those, but we're seeing very little of those. Instead, we're watching the team. Like, we thought the O-line was going to be decent. We've invested a ton of resources in the D-line. Thought that was going to be decent. Can't stop the run again. As well as, you know, the O-line cage really not holding up. Looking pretty thin. Who is the Packers' best lineman remaining? John Runyon had a bum ankle halfway through the game, if you remember that. All of a sudden, they're flashing. He's got a rolled ankle. The Packers' line is getting thinner and thinner. And you just wonder, like, why is it that Jordan Love, to me, looks like the most polished guy out there? He does. Him and Quay Walker.
He really does, man.
Are really the two guys you would think shouldn't be. And I know Quay made a mistake, you know, jumping over the kicker.
Why is that illegal? It should not be illegal. I think that is like the dumbest call. It makes sense to me that you're not going to literally like walk on a guy's back. Like that's totally should be illegal. But if you're super athletic, why can't you jump over a guy? That's like a completely dumb rule. I don't know. I mean, I can also see that you shouldn't be able to have two bigger guys fling a smaller guy. Like imagine if you had two linemen fling a Darren Sproles over and try and block a kick. Like, that makes sense. You know, that might be a little, like, illegal. But why can't Quay just play football? I mean, that was a boneheaded call. It was completely uncalled for. It really reversed the momentum, man, because we had just stopped him on third down. They were going to kick a field goal, keeping it within two scores. It was a complete
It was also boneheaded from him. It's like, here's the thing. This isn't Madden. I understand Quay Walker should be on the field. But maybe you're better off not putting the guy who might do something like that in that position in the first place, Joe Barry. Come on. Like,
you know, it's tough because, like, maybe that's Bisaccia, but I almost would rather have Quay out there in case they run a fake. You know, you got to have
that's the counter argument. But Cage, yeah. I mean, they're up big. They have no reason to really run a fake in that moment. I don't know. Packers fans, let us know what you think on that one. Cage, you know, let me just look at what some Packers fans, they dropped some topics that they want us to hit. Let's just do some rapid fire on these. How do we fix the O-line?
You got to put Bakhtiari out of the picture so you can realign and recenter and reground on what you do have. Yeah. Not about what we don't have. It's what we do have.
Penguin Man, why home fans are doing such a terrible job showing up? Did seem like the atmosphere and even the announcers, all of it was heavily leaning Detroit. So, Packers fans, we got to get loud. Thursday night games, do not like them.
Not ideal.
Do not like them.
Not ideal. Like,
not ideal.
It's just annoying, you know, man. They throw a wrench in your
tough
weave,
for Packers like, fans to probably get up there Thursday night. That's the core problem, right? William.
Oh, Packers. Yeah. Keep going.
DH, the comeback of Devontae Adams.
I'm not about that.
I don't see it happening. I think here's my take on Devontae. He's getting exactly what he asked for and thought he wanted, right? And I don't see him coming back. Relax says, what does Adam Stanovich actually do?
I mean, like, you could say the same thing about LaFleur. It's got to be better. Maybe, you know what he doesn't do? Hold people accountable. Maybe LaFleur doesn't hold people accountable. Like, I believe LaFleur is a guy who goes into the office, right? Like, I believe he's a guy who looks at film and studies and prepares, but maybe he doesn't prepare. But, like, I do not believe LaFleur is the kind of guy who will, like, actually give constructive criticism to someone. It just hasn't really proven to be going on, man. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Go Back Go says, Matt LaFleur's play calling, is it me or is it too complicated for a first-year QB? There's no reason why Love's first read should be a pass to Dubs in the wrong direction or why he should be catching a pass from Emmanuel Wilson and trying to throw downfield. It needs to be easier.
You know, I'm not too upset about that.
The play calling,
I'm a very results-based guy.
Use your stars. Yeah. Use Aaron Jones. Like, if he's coming back, use him. Or as well, Cage, sit him out and use Dylan. Like, make him make it clear who the number one is going to be. No confusion on the night. Big Frog wants to know about Joe Barry.
Joe Barry is going to be the scapegoat, Packers fans. Right now, David Bakhtiari has been moved to IR. Joe Barry is in the crosshairs of all Packers fans. I have to admit, you know, you can't be giving up that many points. Last week, I didn't think Joe Barry was the problem. But last night, he was part of the problem. And, man, we got to do better. Like, we really just have to do better in that phase. Going back to Matt LaFleur, holding people accountable, he has not done that with Joe Barry. It goes back to LaFleur, Packers fans. Who's Joe Barry report to? He reports to Matt LaFleur. That's his boss.
Absolutely. Packers fans, Russell Moore says, this year was always a build. So what do we need to fix draft/trade next year to get to be the winning team in Love's second season as QB1? Presume this centers around O-line and D-line. If you ask your question, is Kenny Clark, is he the guy? Or are you going to have to make a move there as well? It just seems like he's underwhelming. He's inconsistent as well. You need your big D lineman to eat up the run. You need him to eat up the run.
Yeah, he just has never been great at that. One quick thing. Leaders and dogs. I just want to give a shout out
to Quay Walker
for being a dog, for being a leader. I mean, he had like 18 or 19 tackles. This guy just continues to be all over the field. You look at him and you look at Isaiah McDuffie next to him, and it's like a munchkin versus a giant, you know? And McDuffie played okay, but I love having Quay out there, man. I think he's probably my new favorite player on the Packers defense. I think he's overtaken Jair. He's certainly overtaken Gary. Gary was a little quiet last night, but yeah, Quay is definitely the leader and the dog for me. I would say Romeo Doubs is kind of being a leader as well. What about you, at leaders and dogs?
I would say I saw really one dog last night, and that was Quay Walker. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan Love's a leader, and he wasn't on. He was not on. He didn't seem like totally checked in. I think it's the Thursday night. It's just something was off right from the get-go with him as well. He wasn't processing, moving as quickly in the pocket. Kind of the pressure was throwing him off big time, I think. It jumped out at me. They were athletic and physical, so... I think the Packers, you know, they can come back. Detroit's going to be a good team. I think they're going to be a 10-plus win team this year, Cage.
I think so, too, man. They look like a top-10 team at least. Al, good pack, bad pack, real quick. My good pack, I mean, it's good to see Christian Watson out there, but he did get rocked on that one play after the interception. Maybe it was like a batted down ball. Maybe it was the pick, but... Christian Watson got rocked on, like, his first route of the game. That's some bad pack. My bad pack is just, like, it's the overall lack of toughness. So any good pack or bad pack for you this week, Al?
Good pack for me, Lil Wayne holding it down. I mean, how can you let that man down? You let that man down. He leads you out of the tunnel. I couldn't believe that, watching that. I was like, no way. Is that even real? He looks so small, speaking of a munchkin out there. But then, Cage, oh, my goodness, on the bad side, really, really the bad side for me was how quickly the game flipped from Packers getting interception to Packers getting absolutely dominated. I was pretty speechless. There's very few games where you just are kind of left speechless, but Detroit dominated in like all aspects. And if we're talking about Quay Walker, he's truly the only guy out there that, in my opinion, balled. Like, Romeo Doubs did separate himself as the clear number one receiver. But, you know, besides that, I don't really think anyone deserves any good pack. So a lot of people have some collective bad pack. It was a collective bad pack performance.
Everybody shared in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Packers fans, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the podcast. If you like the show, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you text the show to a friend, send us a screenshot, DM us at Ike Packers on X, Ike_Packers, and you will enter in a chance to win a Jordan Love jersey in your size, official from NFL Shop. Cage, any final thoughts for the listeners today?
Packers fans, Jordan Love looks like he's going to be here a while. I'm excited about that. And therefore, make sure you enter our contest. Send us a DM on Twitter. make sure Texas show to a Packers fan. You know, it's basically how we can grow and how we can keep spreading that good Green Bay Packers love all throughout the world. We appreciate every one of you. We'll catch you
next time. Have a good day.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go Pack, go.
Babe, I'm tripping. You're your own thing, on your own thing, I'm tripping.